Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back. We back, man. I know I'm showing a lot of skin. If you can see this, if you're just listening, don't worry about this. But if you're watching, I'm showing a lot of skin today. I'm sorry, man. I've just been scrambling all morning. And I ain't even changed shirts. So I apologize if it's too much skin for some of y'all, because I know some of y'all just can't handle it. Some of y'all just can't be, you can't focus on shit else. You know what I'm saying? Just, I don't know, I can't help you, man. But I apologize. So if a nipple comes out, just know it's from love. You know what I'm saying? It's the nipple of love. And you know, and having nipples is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Having healthy, strong, robust, quality nipples, that's a blessing, man. Shout out to everybody with good, solid, robust, decent, law-abiding nipples out there. You know what I'm saying? Whether they just raw and organic, whether they're pierced, whatever the case, whether they've been surgically altered because you got something done, all nipples are welcome. You know what I'm saying? They welcome out here. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody's nipples today. You blessed. We blessed to be here. Another glorious day, another glorious week. If you're listening to this, that's a blessing right there because you're still able to listen. Hearing is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you can listen to stuff is a blessing. Not everybody has that luxury in life where they can just listen to stuff. You know what I'm saying? We take that for granted sometimes. The fact that we can hear music and movies and we can hear our loved ones and lovers and all kind of stuff, that's a blessing right there, man. Especially those who, you know, have hearing impairments, even like declining hearing. Like my right ear is trash. Like it's a constant ringing in my right ear. And they say I got hearing loss in my right ear. So, shoot, be honest with you. I don't know how long my right ear is going to last. I don't know. And, you know, anybody that's been, you know, near me, close to me in like a loud space, like a comedy club or a club or whatever, you'll notice that I'll come in with my left ear so I can hear you a little bit better because it's a lot going on in this ear. Like, it's ringing now. It's always ringing. Some days it's ringing louder than others, but you know what I'm saying? I think that ties into my equilibrium. I feel like it tied into my dizzy spells. That's my theory. That's my thought. You know what I'm saying? I think something's going on in my ear that's causing all of this. So be grateful if you got smooth, regular ears, man. If your hearing is just on the up and up, no ringing, no bullshit, that's a blessing right there, man. So, you know, take care of that. Shout out to my patron saints, man. I appreciate and love y'all, man. AJ, Miss Mia, Passionate for God, KC, Tiff-tastic, 2Jelsey, King Row 22, Kiyomi, King Panda, G Lowry, Zakia, Slarita, Masaklo, I hope I said that name right, Chris McNeil, Latoya Larkin, Miss Kia, Cafe Olay, QDB, Miss Ma'am, Simone L, you know what I'm saying, GTs is who I am, Candid Cammy, MP Trooper, who else? Rashida Green, Miss Mia, Kristen R, Dallas D, G-Man, Courtney Black, Ebony Walker, Marquee Key, Carla, Dreamy, Tiffany, Sapphire, Trey, Tony Ant. I appreciate y'all, man. Matt Owens, thank y'all for being patron saints, man. I appreciate y'all. For those that don't know, so my cat Dapper has been sick. It's been the liver. I'm gonna fill y'all in on the health issues that they told me. So, I noticed that Dapper wasn't like, he wasn't around as much and his energy was a lot lower. And I was just like, and then I was noticing like the cat food wasn't disappearing as fast as it normally did. Cause I rarely just catch the cats eating food. Like usually when I first feed them is when I see them go for the food. But I rarely just walk in and they'd be like, oh, you eating. You know what I'm saying? That's rare. So I just look at the dish. I just look at the dish to see what the state is of the dish, right? And so, but I just noticed like it would be food left. And I was just like, they're not really tearing this food up like they normally do. And so I was just like, And then I noticed like Daps, his energy was low. Like Midnight was all up in my grill, harassing the shit out of me, man. Cause that's what he normally do. All up in my business, following me around. And you know, Dapper, normally when I'm playing Call of Duty or I'm streaming, Dapper's usually in the mix. He's walking on the laptop. He's jumping behind the TV and then coming out. Like he's just in the mix. Like if you listen to me stream, you'd be like, Daps, man, give me some space, bro. And so he's very like pushy. He's a pushy individual. Like, you know, when you try to get him out the way, nah, man, nah, I'm right here. So you can't just push him off. You gotta run him off if you're getting on your nerves. Midnight's a little bit more easy. Man, get the hell on up out of here. He'll dip off, but not Daps. You got to shove him out the door and then slam it shut. So anyway, so I noticed that he wasn't around as much. And then he would just get in the cat donut and just be in there, and then Midnight would go over there and lick on him or whatever. And I was just like, something not right. So then Saturday morning when I wake up, and you know, I'm just thinking about Daps. I'm just like, why is he different? Like, what's going on? And then I just kind of look at him and I'm just like, I walk into his area where he's at the cat tree, and I was like, what's up, Daps? And he was just like, meow. You know what I'm saying? It was like a one meow. Because y'all have seen some of the videos when I go up and I got Midnight on camera and I'm talking to him. Dap usually rolls up, meow. And he'd be like, meow. And he'd just be talking and then rubbing. But he was like moving mad slow. His meow, his purr sounded a little different. It sounded almost like an automobile. And I was just like, this ain't right. And he looked a little skinnier. And I was just like, And I know y'all be calling him fat all the time. And so do I. But I was just like, something's not right. And then his mouth was open. His mouth was like cracked open. He was just like, he was doing that. And I was just like, all right, we're going to the vet. So I took him to the vet Saturday. I took them both in, put them in the bags. I went to get carrier bags for them, took them to the vet, and then gave them all the symptoms that I gave y'all. And then they was running tests and stuff like that. His glucose was high. And they were looking at his liver, and there's a chemical involved in the liver that was high. And so they were just thinking he has a fatty liver and stuff like that. And so I was just like, oh, okay. And so they recommended I take him to a 24-hour, you know, pet care place. And so I took him. Midnight, since I just went to this vet for the first time, this particular vet, because normally they went to the one in Burbank, I just went to the one that was close to the house because I didn't want to take them on a long trip. And so I took Midnight in there. Midnight, they trimmed his nails. They checked him out. Midnight was looking good. Everything was fine. Then they took, you know, his blood work or whatever. And so I took Daps in to the hospital. And $4,000. So I was like, well, damn. And so it was like, he might have to be here anywhere between 3 to 6 days. And I was like, is it going to be $4,000 a day? And he was like, no, it just depends on, you know, what we have to do at that time. So so they're checking his liver. He has a large liver. And they saw something on his spleen. And so they were like, we want to test these, but we can't get in there to get the samples from these without risk of him bleeding out. So we have to get him to a certain level to where we're able to take the samples. So he had to stay another day. He needed a plasma transfusion for them to be able to, you know, get him to where they could take those samples, right? So it was just like, oh, okay. And initially when I went to the animal hospital, they came in and told me that it could either be an infection with his liver, or it could just be fatty liver and an infection that stems from that. It looks like it might be something on his pancreas. We don't know if that's a blockage or anything. If it is a blockage, we're going to have to do surgery, and surgeries are 50-50. So, you know, that could be another, you know, root of this problem. Or the third root could be cancer. So I was just like, and so the doctor and me was like, we're hoping for the infection of just, you know, maybe just a fatty liver or whatever. So we still waiting on the results of, you know, the spleen and the liver to find out what's really going on. So they say he's been doing a little bit better. He was well enough for him to come home last night. I picked him up and they gave me everything we had to do. And so I was like, all right. And I'm nervous as shit, mind you. Like, I'm scared shitless because I'm like, I don't want to drop the ball and screw him up. So I'm just like, oh, shoot, okay. And I recorded everything they were telling me. I just video recorded it so I can go back to the video. So I was just like, okay, all right. And so I was just like, So we get back to the house last night, right? And the nurses are raving about Daps. They're like, yo, he was so good. He was good. He was cooperative. He was just, oh, man. I was like, man, y'all say this to all the patients. They're like, no, he was really good. Like, you know, I could tell y'all raised him right. You know, he was so easy to work with and care for. And I was just like, Daps, man, you a good dude, man. And, you know, he was just making biscuits a lot. They say he was making the hell out of some biscuits up in there. And I'm sure he was, because he's a biscuit guy naturally. So I'm sure in that environment where he's nervous, he's stressed, I'm sure the biscuits was on display. I'm sure he had Popeye's chicken. It was a whole biscuit factory up in there. Oh, I cried in the car. I cried during the movie night, the Patreon. They heard me fold up. And I've been crying ever since. So anyway, so they giving rave reviews. They telling me all the rules and regulations. And so I get back to the house. I'm talking to Daps. And I'm like, I was telling the nurses, I was like, yeah, he's chatty. And they was like, what? He hasn't meowed since he's been here. I'm like, oh. Well, I'm like, yo, he be talking. Like, he is Chatsworth McGee. He is. I was reading an article the other day. That's Dapper all day. And Daps is 5, y'all. He's 5 years old. 5 and some change. So I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, he wasn't talking here. I was like, oh, okay. So when I get in the car, when I'm driving him back, he meowing in that car. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, his lungs is working. He out here talking. He was meowing tough. So we get to the house. I get up in the house, and I'm thinking this is going to be this joyous reunion of Dapper and Midnight. I figured Midnight was going to be at the top of the couch where he always sits, so just like coming around the corner. So I come in the house. I got Daps in the bag. I put the bag down in the kitchen. I pull Dap out, and I'm just like, where's Midnight at? I'm looking everywhere for Midnight. Nowhere to be found. There's no trace of Midnight. No trace. So I'm just like, yo, he wasn't in the cat area. He's not on the couch. He's not in the cat feeding area. Where this man at, man? I'm looking under the dining room table. I'm looking at the cat donuts. And so now I'm thinking like, yo, did I leave the door open? Did I leave the garage door open? Because then I'm second guessing every move I made. I'm just like, yo, where is Midnight? And I'm looking everywhere. And I'm just like, yo, man. I'm trying not to panic. I'm just like, all right. So when I left, now I'm retracing my steps because I was in a hurry when I left and I came out the garage. I remember when I left, Midnight was sitting on like the, it's like a little opening between the dining room and the living room, and there's a ledge there. He was sitting on that ledge watching me, and I was just like, all right. So Midnight was watching me when I left. I remember leaving. There was food. There was still some food remnants in the dish when I walked into the garage. But that food was gone. So that meant, okay, if the food is gone, that means he ate since I left. If I left anything open, that food would still be there, right? And so I'm just like, oh, man, dog, come on, man. I can't. No. So I'm thinking, like, did he get out? You know, and it's coyotes in my neighborhood. So I'm just like, yo. And so I'm like, no. So I'm going around the house with the flashlight. I'm outside. I'm going around the house. I'm looking at Black Widows. I'm like, that's a big-ass Black Widow. But where's Midnight? I'm walking up the block. I'm looking around. I'm getting sprinkled on from the sprinklers. I'm just like, where this man at? And I go back in the house. I'm looking again. I'm opening the doors from rooms that was closed. I'm just like, yo, where is Midnight? And so, and I'm internally panicking, but I'm calm on the surface. I'm just like, Daps, man, I don't know where Midnight is. And, you know, Daps is kind of just walking around, you know what I'm saying, looking raggedy a little bit, you know, because he's been through a lot. So I'm just like, bro, please. And so I'm just like, where Midnight at? So then I come back downstairs and I'm just like, I could not find Midnight. And then all of a sudden, and I even opened a can of food. I opened a can of wet food. When you open that can of that wet, cats just come out the woodwork. When you open a can of the wet, cats from the whole community gonna be like, you heard that? You heard that, right? So I opened up a can. I do the slow open with the pop on the back end of the can open. Like, bow, you know what I'm saying? No Midnight. And Dapper doesn't have an appetite, so he not gonna come around the corner. So I'm just like, bruh, I don't know where this man is at. So I'm thinking like, yo, when I left the house, when I pulled out of the garage, there was packages at the front door. I got out the car. I grabbed the packages. I put them in the front door. I'm like, did I leave the door unlocked? Did I leave the door open? Did he get out? If he got out, how'd the door close all the way back? If he just went out on his own? I'm just thinking the worst. I'm just like, so I'm just standing there. And then I look up and I see him by the couch. I'm just like, where was your black ass at? Where was your black ass at, man? Where was you at? So he had to be underneath the couch on the right side where I can't really dig up under and see underneath over there. Because I checked the back of the couch where the back is facing like the kitchen. So I was able to look under there, but I couldn't see on the right side. And that's where he usually hides when he's in trouble. Like when I'm chasing him with a slide, that's where he usually hides. He just appeared. He just showed up like a shadow. And I'm just like, you. I was in shambles, man. I didn't need another piece of nothing. And I'm thinking, he gone. He's standing there. And he just standing there like looking at Dapper and like looking for Dapper. Like, who you bring up in there? Like, this is your boy, man. It's your brother. Nah, man. Nah, I'm hiding again. Because I tried to walk towards Midnight. He hit again. I'm just like, what the hell is this? Nah, man, something smelled different, man. He smelled like hospital and hands with some dogs in the same facility, man. Get him up out of here. So he been hiding and avoiding Dap since he been back. And I'm just like, Midnight, you raggedy, bro. He needs you, man. He done been through a lot. He didn't get shaved. He got shaved. He got IVs. He got his belly shaved. He got a neck tube, man. Be there for your boy. Nah, man, I'm hiding. I don't know this smell, man. I don't know who this is. I'm like, Midnight, man. You was going to be the key to the rehabilitation of Daps. You was going to be another ingredient, man. We trying to get him back to normalcy. And you out here hiding from him. So this morning I get up and Daps is in the cat area by the cat tree. And then I go downstairs, Midnight's nowhere to be found. So I start doing stuff in the kitchen. Midnight comes out. He looking at me. He's sniffing around. And I knew Midnight was out last night because the food was gone. So I was like, oh, you brought your fat ass out here and ate something last night, didn't you? You snuck out here to feed your face, didn't you? So later on in the morning, I bring Daps down in the bag. I got him in like a carry bag where it's just his head out so I can work with him. You know what I'm saying? And so I bring him down like that, Midnight looking at him from a distance. I'm like, yo, this is Daps, man. This is Daps. And it's just Daps' head hanging out the bag. This is Daps, man. This your bro. Midnight like, man. The smell ain't familiar, you feel me? I don't know who that is, man. That's a clone. You see, they cloned Dapper at the hospital. You know what I'm saying? You think that's your man, but it's not. You feel me? As a black cat, we got to be aware of what's going on in these hospitals, man. It's deeper than this. I'm like, man, shut up, man. All right, Midnight, you tripping. Nah, man, you tripping, Tone. If you think you're going to trust that hospital, that ain't Daps. How you know it's Daps? How you even know it's him? That could be a whole nother cat. See, they trying to milk your pockets, see? They clone you with a sick cat, the sick cat clone, and then you keep bringing him in, right? You keep bringing him back to the hospital because he'll never get better because he's a sick clone, right? And then they milk you for all you're worth. And then we out here homeless, the three of us. Me, you, and the clone Daps. We just out here on the streets because they done suck you dry because you wanted to keep the clone alive. Meanwhile, the real Dap, we don't know where he at. So I'm telling you right now, man, trust me on this one. It's the reason why I'm hiding behind the couch. That ain't the real Daps. And I'm just like, all right, bro. So I'm in the kitchen with Daps in the case. I bring the bag down with Daps in it. I let him out the bag. I'm like, yo, I'm bringing him down to the floor, and Midnight takes off. I'm just like, bro, man, thanks for nothing, Midnight. Thanks for nothing. I thought we was a family unit over here. I need you to help me rehabilitate Daps, bro. Come out of hide, man. Help me. Soothe his spirit while I'm trying to hold him down and put food in his neck. Sick of this, man. But let me pay these bills, man. Oh, IG Live. I'm about to cut y'all off. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see the rest of this episode live, join my Patreon right now. Get in on it right here, right now, if you want to get in on it. I want 10 new members. So all you got to do is go to the link in my bio, click the Patreon tab, and join. I need 10 new members. Don't say no. You don't have to say no. You could not miss a beat. All you got to do is join. Especially now. I need that money. I need that money now because they out here making up prices. I just bought a house. I just spent thousands and thousands of dollars on the cats. I need y'all to join that Patreon, man. Straight like that. I need 10 new members, man. 10 new members. But if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. That funny mama, what's up? What's happening? Birthday McGee. So anyway, join the Patreon. Join up, get in on it. If not, you know what I'm saying? I'm just cutting this off. Cause the patron saints want me to cut y'all off. So I'm doing just that. So now we pay bills. Good. Speaking of paying the bills, speaking of money being tight. I wish earning existed back when I had that 9-to-5. And earning would be crucial in times like this when you got a sick pet and you got these bills that you ain't anticipate. And they be waiting on you to sign the paperwork right then and there before they do any procedures. Earning would have came through in the clutch, man. Because life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today. With Earning. Earning is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. All right. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So when you got stuff like sick pets that comes up and you need to get them squared away ASAP, Earning is crucial for that. Because you never know what's going to happen, man. You never know what's going to pop up. You know, these things happen. Medical expenses, anything can happen, man. Lord, man, my nephew Pharaoh was in a car accident this week. And that, it's a miracle. It's a blessing that he didn't get hurt any worse than he did, because his car got destroyed. Like, he got hit by a truck. And when my brother sent us a picture of the car, I was like, Lord Jesus. And so it's moments like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this week has been a lot. You know, Pharaoh's okay, thank God. You got Pharaoh, you got Daps. It's just, man. The universe trying to kick me down the steps with the groceries in my hand, falling down the steps. So it's just a lot. But you never know what's going to happen in life. You know what I'm saying? Your car troubles, accidents, sick pets, sick family members, whatever the case may be, Earning is clutch for that. You know what I'm saying? So make Earning a part of your financial routine. Enjoy Earning's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. That peace of mind is everything. Peace of mind is so important. I don't have peace of mind right now, but when you do have that peace of mind, oh, it makes life a little better. Yes, indeed. So download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. That's E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in verbal cardio. Type in verbal cardio under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Verbal cardio under podcast. Don't forget that. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. So get in on that Earning, man. You never know when these bills gonna creep on the come up, man. Trust and believe that. Creeping on a come up, baby. Stress out here, man. Stress. What's up, Sanders Robinson? First of all, I like that name, Sanders Robinson. Yeah, that's fire. Sound like an adventurer right there. Sanders Robinson and the quest for the grail, or something like that, some long title. So yeah, y'all, so that's what's going on in my world. The Ball Brothers show last night at Flappers Comedy Club was fantastic. That brought me joy to perform with Kev and make people laugh. And so I needed those laughs. I needed every morsel of it. I needed every morsel of that energy the crowd was giving. Kev had me dying as usual. So it was muy beneficial for me. Yo, shout out to the new patron saints, man. Jnet R, Brittany, Joshua's Kador. Joshua's, Kyle Rogers, Lady Honey B, Melanie Mays, Josh, Pam Gilmore, Fly Chef Evans, Two Fly, Raven May, Xavier Blueford, Alethea. I don't know where I got that from. Thomas Booker, HP the Printer. Shout out to Harold, man. Demi Wart, Ronald McDonald. That Ronald McDonald looking real sus. But I appreciate the new saints, the new patrons, man. Thank y'all. And the patron saints, man, I appreciate y'all more than you realize, man. I really do. I really, really do, man. But let's talk about some stuff, man. Let's talk about some stuff. Right now, the Ball Brothers, we've been doing it monthly at Flapper so we can get the format and the style of the show down. So we've been working on that. monthly. We've been doing like the third Monday of the month. Tony Bacon and Friends is still the fourth Monday of the month. I don't think I'm doing Tony Bacon and Friends next year. I just want to focus on, you know, promoting for the road shows. I don't want to have the extra stress of having to promote a monthly show. I'm trying to lessen the stress load. And so I don't necessarily want to do a monthly show I got to worry about. So I might not do Tony Bacon and Friends monthly next year, but I'm not sure. I'm on the fence. I'm thinking about it. But the rest of this year, Tony Bacon and Friends. So yeah, man. Where was I going with this? I forgot where I was going with anything right now. It was definitely some stuff I wanted to touch on. Let me find it. So I talked about Midnight Hiding already. Oh, so it's a few things. You say I look stressed. I am stressed, Sarita. You say you want me to keep doing Tony Bacon and Friends next year? Are you out here, Dallas? Are you in the LA area? Miss Incredible, I appreciate you for showing up every month. I appreciate you. You look good, Tony. Oh, thank you, Rashida Green. You ever had somebody tell you, damn, you look tired. And you thought you was looking good that day? You were like, well, damn, man. I thought I was doing all right. No, man, you look like hell, man. You good? Like, I mean, I thought I was. I thought I was looking all right. Nah, man. God damn, Tone. You straight? Like, wait, hold on. I thought I was robust out here. Nah. Something's off. You be like, damn. Well, shit. All right. But yeah, I am stressed, but you know, we push through. One thing about me is that I'm going to keep pushing through. I'm going to sit my ass down when need to be. I'm going to be transparent about how I'm feeling. But one thing I will do is push through regardless. But the support y'all give definitely helps out 1,000%. Janet Jackson said that she didn't know, you know, Kamala was black. You know what I mean? Shan. And so, you know, people have been trying to come for, you know, Janet Jackson. One thing we will not sit up here and do, we ain't going to slander Janet Jackson. We not canceling. We not slandering nothing. All right? I don't know why she said what she said, but that's neither here nor there. We are not satirizing Janet Jackson out here. I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to stand for it. All right? I'm not picking no politician over Janet Jackson. I'm sorry. I'm just not. Kamala Harris didn't even exist to me until like in the 2000s at some point in time. You know what I mean? All right? What Janet said was silly. It was silly, and that's all. Man, Janet crazy. Moving on. That's all we need to say. She just lost her brother. Leave Janet alone. All right? I'm not having it. You know, people want to dive on. Nah, we ain't diving on no Janet Jackson. Janet been there for me since I was a kid. Since Good Times, goddamn. Since Good Times. Different Strokes. I ain't know nothing about no Kamala Harris back then, man. You know what I'm saying? Rhythm Nation. Control. She showed me that you can lose weight and still look amazing. She showed us that you can have some weight on you and still look amazing. You know what I'm saying? She be making me smile. Man, Janet Jackson been making me smile for a long time because she be smiling. You ever notice how much Janet Jackson be smiling? That smile is amazing, man. On those times when you was down, you was having a bad day of bad kicking the balls or in the titties in life. And then you see Janet Jackson smiling on TV and you just like, man, you know what? Everything gonna be all right, man. Everything gonna be all right. What you disagreeing with, Tanya? What you disagreeing with? Where you disagree? I see you say you disagree. What you disagree on, huh? What's the disagreement? Disagreeing. Because that's all we do now is disagree. Where'd she go? Tanya, where you at, man? What you disagree on? Oh, we quiet now, huh, Tanya? Where you at, Tanya? Tanya, where you go? Unless you writing the whole paragraph up in there on the full disagree. Where you go, Tanya? All right, anyway, so I don't know where Tanya went, but I'm not slandering Janet. No slandering. You know what I'm saying? No slandering. Not for no politician. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. Because it shouldn't affect your vote. Regardless of what Janet said, it shouldn't affect your vote. You know what I'm saying? Like, you voting for who you voting for. Regardless of what people saying out here, who's picking who, what side, make sure you vote in your best interest. And in others' best interest as well. You got to think about the future. You know what I'm saying? Tanya really disappeared on that. So, and you know, we get too caught up in what the celebrities are saying anyway when it comes to politics, when it should be about your bottom line and what matters to you and whoever you vote for, who they can put in place as far as the Senate and the House of Representatives that affect your local level way of living. Because that's the importance. The importance of politics is that local level stuff, the state and local levels. That's what we really got to focus on. The president is going to be the president regardless, but then you got to start zeroing in on the local stuff and the Senate and the House of Representatives. That's when you're like, all right, who's in place? These judges, all that stuff. So keep that in mind. I want to talk about, before I even do this, let me pay another bill. I don't know where Tanya went, man. She still ain't come back. Let me pay another bill in the meantime. Masterclass. So recently, y'all know I just bought a house. So I was talking to somebody. She cooks, like, she makes food content on social media. And so I was talking to her about cooking, like, stuff, and I was just thinking, like, you know, when I move, I was thinking about ditching my old cookware and just getting brand new cookware, just for this, because I kind of want to get rid of the old dishes, and I want to come in with fresh dishes and new cookware. I kind of want to just purge and just clean slate it up when I move into this house. So I was thinking about, like, you know, just buying, like, new cookware. Maybe that will inspire me to cook more. Cause I was thinking, like, am I going to cook how often I cook now? Or will it be less? Will it be more? And so I was thinking, like, maybe if I do get all new cook stuff, that I could, maybe that'll motivate me to start cooking more. And so then I was thinking, like, all right, so if I'm gonna cook more, you know, I could be looking at master classes on, you know, how to cook certain things. And master class has all kind of stuff taught to you from the best of the best. You name it, they own there. And you can get tips on all kind of stuff you may be interested in. Let me look at, for example, let me just look at food and see who they have on here. Just for food, right? So they got Aaron Franklin, Texas Style Barbecue. They got Thomas Keller with cooking techniques, vegetables, pastas, and eggs. We got Gordon Ramsay. We got James Suckling, wine appreciation. We got Apollonia Polonae. I'm not sure I said her last name correctly. That's for bread baking. Roy Choi, Intuitive Cooking. Thomas Keller again. Joanne Chang will teach you how to bake like a pro. Yotam Ottolenghi for modern Middle Eastern cooking. Alice Waters for the art of home cooking. Madhur Jaffrey for Indian cooking. Thomas Keller again. Thomas Keller is all over these master classes. Gordon Ramsay again for cooking restaurant recipes at home. Dominique Crin for modern vegetarian cooking. See, that's where I come in. That's where I come in right there, man. Dominique Crin for modern vegetarian cooking. That's who I'm pulling up on that master class right there. They got breakfast all day, food stories and connections. They got all kind of stuff in here. Mashama Bailey will teach you Southern cooking. Wolfgang Puck, man, and this is all under masterclass. So now I'm just like, yo, man, I already got a masterclass I can go to teach me some nice little vegetarian recipes out here with the new cookware and the new dishes in the new kitchen. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best of the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. Just $10 a month. An annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to every instructor, and you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. You can build your confidence through humor with comedic icon Kevin Hart. You can improv to overcome your fears with Amy Poehler, or turn your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart. And the classes really make a difference. 88% of members feel that Masterclass has made a positive impact on their lives. So, man, you can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong, man. Huh? So let me tell y'all something. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/verbal. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/verbal. Again, one more time for the cheap seats. That's masterclass.com/verbal, man. Get in on that, man, because all those different kind of classes you got? Come on, man. Come on. You'd be a fool not to get in on this, man. That's great, man. That vegetarian cooking might be the one for me in that new setup. So, I'm glad I looked at that. I'm glad I did an ad for them this week, because now I'm in the game. I'm in the game. Okay, side note. I saw a teaser trailer for Ryan Coogler's new movie starring Michael B. Jordan. And it's the true definition of a teaser trailer. It's the true. The movie is called Sinners. I don't know what it's about exactly. It looked like it's set in the Prohibition era in the South, looks like. And I don't know what's going on in this movie. I don't know if it's vampires, demons, or whatever, but I know it's some creepy shit going on. Michael B. Jordan with a Tommy gun. It was the perfect teaser trailer, man. They gave us just enough to be like, yo, what is going on? So, in my opinion, Ryan Coogler hasn't missed yet. when you look at his track record, Ryan Coogler is undefeated. Fruitvale Station, Creed, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, he's 4-0. In my opinion, he's 4-0. So I'm all in, man. I don't even need to see another extended trailer. I don't want to see another extended trailer. That's all. This right here is good enough for me. I'm showing up regardless. Michael B. Jordan, it's Ryan Coogler. I'm supporting. I don't need to see another trailer where it's showing too much. I need to see nothing more. The less I know, the better. I don't know what to expect, and I ain't got no expectations. I'm just going in on the strength of a great teaser. And it comes out in March. I'm already there. So y'all make sure, man. Y'all make sure you supporting this black cinema, man. Black filmmakers, black stars, so we can keep seeing people that look like us in prime film position, man. Not just the streaming platforms. I'm talking theatrically, man. Take your black asses to the movie theater and support. Good or bad? Good or bad? Because, you know, we all going to have our critical, you know, analysis on every movie we watch. But still go in and support. That way we can get more. We can get more variety, more types of this, and more types of this stuff that people think we're not interested in because, you know, people aren't showing up to these movie theaters. You know, I was telling y'all last year, and like, it's a great wealth of like black cinema experiences coming from different perspectives out here. We just got to support. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely pulling up for that. So I saw that teaser trailer this morning. I was like, oh hell yeah, sign me up, man. Jordan Peele's next movie, I don't need to see a trailer or anything. I'm showing up on the strength of Jordan Peele. Marlon Wayans is in it too, so I'm showing up on the strength of Jordan Peele, you know. And so that's all I need to see. Because I like going in not knowing what to expect. I like going in not having seen too much. And then, you know, I'm just going in like, all right, man. Because that's the best feeling when you walk into a movie and it exceeds expectations, or you just came in with no expectation, then you walk away like, that was a good time. Because it takes me back to when I was a kid, man. When I was a kid, Most of the movies I've been watching when I was a kid, I didn't see a trailer for it, or I didn't see a preview for it. A lot of times I just went where the family took me. And so I'm just going into like Back to the Future, or like, you know, Ghostbusters. I'm just going in blind pretty much and walking away with my head blown off. I'm just like, yo, that was amazing. You know, just on the strength, just going in blind, just going in. And then coming away just like in awe of what I saw. Like I miss that feeling to where it's just like, all right, let me just pull up on this. And then boom, you walk up out of that theater like, man, that shit was incredible. So let's support, man. Support that. I want to mention Lil Rel Howery, man. He's been on a weight loss journey for some time. And the new thing people love to talk about and throw out there and spit out their mouths is Ozempic. Ozempic, Ozempic, Ozempic. Anytime somebody lose weight, Ozempic, Ozempic, Ozempic. Every time. When people learn something new, they can't let shit go. Oh, that's that Ozempic, man. You know what I'm saying? It'll talk about other people. Oh, it's that BBL. That BBL doing right. That BBL, BBL, BBL. All right, y'all. All right. Now, Rel has denied using Ozempic. And if you followed Rel for any amount of time, you know he's been on this fitness journey for quite some time. You know, I've been seeing him on the Peloton. He's been riding that bike. He's been taking the necessary steps to lose weight. And if you know anything about Lil Rel, he takes his career very seriously. And so that is tied into health and wellness as well. like a lot of people that act and are in TV and in front of the cameras and stuff like that, the health and wellness part of it comes into play. They probably want to look a certain way. They want to feel a certain way. They want to get to a certain size. And so if you follow Rail for any amount of time, you'll know that he's been putting the work in. And so y'all discredit people by just assuming you know everything when you don't. And he told y'all, he's like, nah, man. And people was just like, yo, just tell the truth, bro. And I was like, what are you talking about? And why do y'all care? Like, you know, why does it matter? Because when people do tell the truth, you ride the shit out of them for telling the truth. And then when they don't say anything, you riding that. Like, people are never happy. They're never satisfied. You know what I'm saying? People will admit to getting work done. They admit to getting their body altered. They'll admit to that. Y'all still in the comments like, BBL, 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 oh, surgery, surgery, surgery. You got the surgery, though. They know. They told you they got the surgery. Then what? What's next? All right. They got surgery. They got their titties done. They got their booty done. Okay. Now what? You just going to keep talking about it, or you just going to let them live? You know what I mean? Especially when it's good work. If it's good work, just be like, yo, that's good work. And just keep it pushing. What's the obsession with saying, yo, it's that Ozempic, man. That Ozempic, man. Oh, it's that BBL. It's that BBL. Okay. All right. Then what? Man, though, people are annoying. I can see if they were out here like, yo, you too can get this body just by working out hard. And then they rip the shreds, but they got work done. And then you be like, hey, man, you didn't get that naturally, man. You selling wolf tickets. That's a different story. When people front and act like they didn't go in under the knife or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about people that are just chilling. They just living lives, and they wanted to look a certain way, so they got stuff done. And if they don't want to disclose that they got something done, they don't have to. They're not out here trying to sell you tickets of like, yeah, just work out and you can look like this. They're not doing that. They're just existing. So just keep your fucking mouth shut on that. It's not your body. It's not your body. You can say, oh, it looks great. Or you be like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen some trash work. I've seen some trash work. To where I'm just like, okay. But I'm not going to be publicly in the comment section every time talking about, man, the surgery. People just corny, man. Let people exist, man. Somebody say, I got the Ozempic. Yeah. Nah. My weight struggle is a struggle for real, man. I'd be struggling out here on the weight tip. But I don't like doing cheat codes. I mean, I got my teeth done with the aligners, but I considered braces. Pretty much anything that I would like to alter is just my dental setup, my mouth, if anything. Body wise, I feel like I could do it myself, and if I can't, then I'll just be like, all right, I'm gonna just throw in this. But that's just me though. That's just me. I get the benefit of just having somebody come and suck the fat out of your torso. That's appealing. That sound legit to me. Like, you mean y'all can suck the fat about, y'all can get my love handles up out of here? Because I would love to just go in and get my love handles up out of here. Go in there and vacuum out the fat around my midsection. Take that out. Because it's stubborn, man. It's stubborn. It won't leave. It won't leave, man. I'll be like, man, how can I get rid of you? My love handles be like, you can't, don't. My love handles smoke two cigarettes, one for each side of my body. You can't get rid of this, don't. You just going to have to make do. like you've been doing for all this time, because we here to stay. Sick of the love handles, man. I'll be looking, man, every time I'm getting in the shower, I'll be like, man, look at the love handles. And people be like, what love handles, Tone? The love handles on my side. Stop acting like y'all don't see the shit. Don't play me for the fool. Don't smother me with blind optimism and encouragement. That toxic encouragement. Nah, man, be real. You know what I'm saying? Don't be delusional with me. When I say I got love handles, trust and believe I have love handles. They right there. I see them every day. I be looking in that mirror. Don't give me the dysmorphia either. Don't give me that. Now, I might have a slight case of that, but I got love handles. They there. Trust. They there, man. And so I don't want mine. I don't want them. So I'm always at battle with them. Or is it just extra skin? Whatever it is, it's love handily. It's hanging out. I don't like it. Whether it's skin or fat, whatever the hell it is, I don't want it. That'd be my biggest hurdle. So sometimes I'll be thinking like, yo, if I could just go up in there and just get these love handles removed, that would be, you know what I'm saying? I'm tempted. Just go in there and take that out. You know what I'm saying? Don't put nothing in. Just take it out. But then I'll just be like, man, I'd rather do it myself. It's more rewarding if I do it myself. So that's where I'm at. I'm just like, man, I'm sick of it. But I want to give props to Rel, because I know he's been putting the work in, and he looks great, man. He looks great. And, you know, I'm always rooting for Rel, another Chicago dude, showing me nothing but love. And I noticed that a lot of, I don't know who this is calling me. I noticed that a lot of people that are out here just kind of, just on the love tip. They just out here doing their career, making moves, just trying to come up. A lot of these people get hated on. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just get hated on by the masses. It's like, oh, they're not negative enough for y'all? When they just out here working and thriving and trying to come up in the game? It's just something I peep. But stop worrying about other people's bodies so much, man. Just worry about your own. You know what I'm saying? If you like what you see, tell them you look amazing. Keep it moving. Keep it moving, man. But don't be all up in the comments every chance you get trying to highlight somebody's surgery or, you know, whatever program they're on. Just say, hey, man, you're looking great. And just keep it moving. And don't be, Zakiya, don't be in here complimenting me, man. Watch out. Watch out, man. Don't bring this over here. We're talking about other stuff. We talking about other people, man. Watch out. Don't come in here with that. Don't come in here with that. I wanted to speak on this too. So I've been seeing headlines and stuff and posts that Tim's is a virgin at 29. And there was a picture of Tim's. She was sitting on the steps. She was sitting on the steps and she was sitting wide, like legs. She was sitting wide legged. On the steps. So somebody in the comment section was like, close your legs then. People get on my nerves, man. If Tim's wants to sit cocked open, she has every right to. She can cock them legs back behind her head if she wants to. Ain't got nothing to do with the virginity, man. Stop being ignorant and stop being dumb. Let people be. Let them pose how they want to pose. She had on pants. She was sitting wide. Close your legs then. Shut up. People just get on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? And 29 and be a virgin too? Shoot. I wonder how long I could have lasted if I made a conscious effort to stay a virgin. I want to know how long I would have lasted before I caved in. I'm curious because I lost my virginity at 19, so I wonder how long I could have went. Because it's easier to be a virgin when you never had it and you can just stay on that path. Because sex is scary, it's intimidating. At least for me, sex was intimidating and I was scared to have it. So I avoided a lot of early, you know, potential smashes that could have occurred. But I would always think of a reason to get out of it. Oh, I got to pick up somebody. Oh, I got to get out of here. Oh, I got to, you know what I'm saying? I would get close and then I would find a way out because I was scared. Like, I was just like, man, I don't know, man. I don't know because I wanted to, Shane was ready. I wanted to, you know, put in adequate work, but I didn't know if I was going to be good. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know none of that. I was just like, I seen it on TV, you know, I got to do what they was doing on TV. And so that kept me in the virgin halls a lot longer. And so had I, and mind you, back then, it wasn't cool to be a virgin as a boy. And so I was just like, but if I had my mindset that I have now, I'd be like, man, I'm going to just wait on the sex. Why? Because I want to, goddammit. All right, man. All right, chill out. Yeah, chill this. So I wonder how long I would have lasted had I never had it. It'd be like, man, I could be, what if I went, you know. Now, mind you, you know, the Baker Boys wouldn't have existed if I had hung in there, you know, any longer. But I wonder, you know what I mean? But I do feel like it's easier once you've never had it. And I did a post about this yesterday about, you know, people being abstinent and you know, celibacy and all that kind of stuff. And I was just thinking, like, people struggle with abstinence because my theory is you're going to struggle with abstinence if you always up in somebody's face. A lot of people be like, man, I don't want to be having sex like that, but I also want to spend time with people. I want to be hugged up. I want to rub. I want to touch. I want to do cuddles. I'm like, why are you playing with fire? And people in the comment section was like, self-control. Well, a part of self-control is staying out of people's faces. That's another version and another form of self-control. If I know I don't want to be out here smashing, I'm going to stay to myself. That's called self-control. But I feel like you put yourself under extra pressure, though, when you always want to be up under somebody. You want to be hanging out. You want to be spending time. You want to be in the car alone together. You want to be holding hands and rubbing and, yeah, self-control. You just want to push yourself to the limits of self-control just to say, I got self-control. Self-control is a struggle. I don't struggle with it sexually. I struggle with self-control nutritionally. That's my self-control struggle. You know what I mean? That's when I'm just like, man, it's hard. Because I'm always looking at food. I'm in places where the food is cooking. I'm seeing food. I'm being around people that are eating. I'm just like, I'm driving past Crumble Cookie to go to my cleaners and I'm just like, I'm looking at peanut butter. I'm just like, I'm in the grocery store, peanut butter sitting right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like temptation is all around when it comes to food and shit. And nowadays, when it comes to sex, it's all around. So, you know, for people that are really trying to be abstinent and putting themselves in these situations where they just like, yo, man, it could go down at any moment, man. I just want to be held. All right, man. You're playing with the fire. Because sometimes, man, when you're rubbing on one another, man, shit get hot and heavy fast. And so a good way to stay out the sexual streets is to stay tucked away. You stay tucked away, man, you stay out of a lot of trouble. But nah, let's hang out. Let's take a shower together. Like, some people, take a shower with me. We gonna smash? No. I'm like, what the fuck is this then? What are we doing? Self-control, man. Fuck that. What are we doing? What's happening here? Stop playing. Stop playing. All right? Stop pushing yourself to the limits purposely if you don't want to really do nothing, man. The hell you doing? What's really going on? All right, let me go. Tanya finally drug back up in there. I was waiting on you for mad long. All right. She says, sorry, I had to step away. Janet has a huge platform, and instead of saying, I don't know much, she repeated a horrible lie and then said, I don't know. So if you don't know, just say that instead. So she did say, I don't know, after she said that. Now, mind you, I'm not giving her a pass for the wild lie that she said. I'm not giving her a pass on that. But what we not going to do is completely slander and cancel and start dissing Janet Jackson. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm on. We're not going to mudsling Janet. All right? Now, I already said that what she said was dumb. I made no mistake about that. She said some dumb shit. You know what I mean? Oh, I didn't know your payment didn't go through, Miss Kia. I don't be knowing. Accountability is fine. I'm not saying, you know, don't hold her accountable, but people go overboard. Y'all missing what I'm saying here. I'm not saying she didn't say something stupid. I'm not saying that. But when people start to go overboard, that's when it's just like, oh, y'all, there's a difference between accountability and just straight, let me slander the shit out of you just because you saying this about my favorite politician of the moment. That's what I'm talking about. Accountability is, you know, I'm all about accountability, but people be going overboard. We're trying to put people in their place about stuff. And for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. I'm not about to sit here and just slander Janet up because she said some dumb shit about Kamala. And that's what I'm talking about. And that's what a lot of people are trying to do. And I'm like, I'm not having it. I'm not having that. You know what I'm saying? Not having it. Because a lot of people bailed on Janet during that Super Bowl thing. Just bailed on Janet. Like she did something egregiously wrong on purpose and stuff like that. So it was like, nah, man. Nope. That's what we not doing. That's what we not doing. And if you don't keep up with politics, man, a lot of people were slinging misinformation about Kamala Harris for a long time now. They was talking about, oh, she be locking black men up. She been locking black men up like crazy. She been locking them to shit. Man, she locking black men up. They was holding on to that for God knows how long. And then be like, then when you dug in deep, you're like, oh, all right, well, shit. My bad, you know what I'm saying? Because people take shit and run with it willy-nilly. I also want to highlight, so I posted a question that I wanted to ask men only, what their favorite thing was about women. And man, the fellas went in and the women were loving it. So I'm glad that so many men responded to that post and that women got to see some of their favorite things about women that men, you know, wanted to express. And, you know, I wasn't going through all the the comments, but there's a lot of comments under that post. And I saw a lot of women reposting it, and it really touched a lot of women to see men talk about them in this manner, especially in this society now where it's men against women all the damn time. I was just happy to provide a space where people can have No, Tanya, I didn't say you were slandering Janet. No, I was saying people on social media out there in the world. Not you, Tanya. When Tanya, I was just asking what you disagreed with. That's what I wanted to get clarity on. I'm not saying you were slandering her. My bad. That's what happens when you leave, man. You can't just be talking and leaving. You know what I'm saying? Then shit, you know, goes haywire. You got to say what you say with your shirt off and just stick around as we watch the titties settle. And then we got more clarity on what you said and what you meant. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I wasn't saying that you are the slanderer. I was just saying people. You know what I mean? But anyway, but back to... So that post was really a good time. It was a good vibe. It was good energy. And I'm glad the fellas pulled up with some nice things to say about women. Because, you know, we're always at odds with one another. And we need each other, honestly. And so I was just happy. I didn't think that question was going to do what it did. But I'm glad y'all saw it. I'm glad y'all felt it. I'm glad the fellas responded. And I think more conversations and more posts like that are needed in this day and age, in this world we living in right here, right now. I think we need it more than ever. So I was just happy to provide that little space amidst the food fights of social media. So I'm glad y'all responded, and I'm glad ladies got to see that from the fellas, man. Shout out to the fellas for showing up, man. You know, I'm one of y'all, and I'm glad when y'all don't drop the ball. I'm glad when y'all don't embarrass me, and I can be like, yeah, fellas. Because sometimes y'all be getting on my nerves as men, and then y'all be calling me, you know, a panderer or whatever and a simp. But I'd be like, nah, I just hold y'all to a high standard, man. Because I'm one of y'all, and I'm trying to get better every single day. I'm trying to not be a piece of shit. I'm trying to be accountable. I'm trying to, you know, do the right things in life. I'm trying to, you know, treat people with respect and dignity and, you know, understanding. And, you know, I don't always hit the nail on the head, but, you know, I'm always trying. I'm always trying to get better. I'm trying to grow. And I feel like we should all be doing that as men. And that comes from listening and, you know, taking other people's perspectives and feelings into consideration, especially with women, especially, you know, when, you know, I've been married before. I've been in long-term relationships with women. And you should gain real perspective on the woman experience by listening to your woman. Like, you know, whether it be family members, your mom, your sisters, your aunts, your cousins or whatever, your friends, or even like your lover, like your companion, your main companion, like, you know, listen to them, you know, talk about their experiences in life. And like, you'll get a better understanding of the mindset, why they feel the way they do, what they've gone through, what they hold on to, how they move through certain situations. That's one of my favorite things about women, myself, is the strength. It's the communication. It's the, you know, how they push through things, like, whether it be like a trauma that they sustained at a very young age, or like even a later age, a trauma that they sustained, and then they go through life pushing through, you know, still loving, still, you know, raising the family, still being a wife, still being a mom or a sister or aunt or a friend, all the while holding on to some serious pain and serious trouble, but still showing compassion, still being there for others while they're doing their own things. It's that resilience. It's just like, man, that's incredible. Like, even down to the childbirth and like how women go through all that pain, because we watched the episode of The Bear and it was about her delivering that baby. And like, yo, you know, you sit there and you watch a woman deliver another life into the world and you're just like, God damn, man, it's so painful and sweaty. And they be screaming and they just be like, and then they do it all over again. That to me is just like, wow, you know, people give up for way less. People just be like, oh, you know, I'm not going back to the dentist because they hurt my tooth on the cleaning. And they done with the dentist. But imagine shoving another human being out your body, getting cut open in some cases, getting, some women don't even make it out of childbirth, but they're willing to go back and do it again. It's just like, wow, like what, how, wow. You know what I mean? Or just like, just really being there and like, you know, forgiveness and like, it's so many dope things about women, but you know, let me not be on my simpy pandery type shit, but it's so much to be impressed by with women that I'm glad that the fellas see and recognize this. And, you know, women are just great at, you know, they're great with the compassion too, man. Women on the compassion tip, they be killing it, man. Like, they really know how to show up when you're down. You know what I mean? Like, when you need something, like when you go through something, they just, I feel like, not all women, of course. Some women are raggedy as hell on this front. You know what I'm saying? Not all women. But more times than not, in my experiences, in my, you know, observations, I feel like y'all be waiting for this type of shit to happen to somebody. Not waiting for this type of shit to happen to somebody, but it's like y'all are on deck already. When y'all say keep us posted about what's going on, y'all mean that shit. Y'all be like, yo, what's going on? That's why women get mad when they not informed. Why you ain't tell me your aunt was in the hospital? Oh, I didn't know. You, God damn it, you should have told me. What you need? They be pissed about that for real. Because they want to mobilize. They want to get shit going. They're not just talking about anything you need. They mean that shit. And so, you know, stuff like that is just amazing to see. They will be pissed off if you didn't tell them everything that was going on. Why didn't you call me? I don't know. I was shot. I was in critical condition. You still should have let me know you was in critical condition. Why you didn't tell me you was shot the hell up and in the coma? Because I was in the coma. You should have told me you was in the coma. I'd have been there. I'd have brought you back to life. I'd have cooked. I'd have held your mom down. I would have told you. I would have rubbed your wife's feet while you was in that hospital. You better tell me next time you in a coma. Shit. And women mean that wholeheartedly. They be mad. Why you ain't tell me you died? I was dead. You should have told me. Next time you die, you better tell me. You hear me? Now, what you need? I could have been brought something. I could have brought you back to life. Damn it. Sick of you not telling me what's going on. And this is different levels of women. This is not even, I'm not even talking. This is family, friends, acquaintances. They be mad. Why you ain't say nothing? And you know, men, we be like, oh, I, you know what I'm saying? We don't be thinking about telling people. As men, we be like, man, this shit's trash. And then we take it. And then when we not really communicative like that and we not expressing everything that's going on, y'all be pissed because y'all stay mobilized for the support and the help, and y'all want to be involved if there's anything I can do. Like, a lot of women just have that innately in them. Not all. I've seen some raggedy women disappear and shit. But for the most part, they built for this. And so I appreciate that about y'all, man. For real. I know without a shadow of a doubt that if I ever need something, like for real, there's so many women I can go to for love and support. 100%, no doubt about it. Any level of relationship, they will be like, I got you, Tone. I have zero doubt. And that, come on, man, it don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that. So we appreciate you, women folk. We appreciate you. Bra or no bra, we appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? We glad y'all exist. I want to thank y'all, man. Anyway, yeah, this was the emotional last verbal cardio for me. So I'm glad y'all listening. I'm glad y'all are here. Shout out to the patron saints. I appreciate y'all. It probably won't be a movie night tonight. I don't think. And then I got a show Wednesday. I got a nurse daps up. It could be a movie night. I don't know. We'll see how I feel. You know what I'm saying? But I will keep y'all posted. Shout out to the new patron saints, man. I appreciate y'all. I'm glad y'all exist. Love you too, Shan. From the back. But I'll keep y'all posted as always. We got fight night Friday. Friday, I'm supposed to do something. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, Friday night's come on. That comes on Thursdays? I can't remember when those drop. Either way, we'll be watching the fight night sometime this weekend. So stay tuned for that. And the Penguin, hopefully. You know what I mean? But I just want to say I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all for supporting me. Thank y'all for pitching in on Dapper. I appreciate y'all so much, man. And thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.